open up questions for Coach Knowles. Front row, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Jim.
Hello.
How would you say the linebackers are playing, Steele and Tommy are playing right now?
I think they're playing well. I mean, you know, always do better, but I think they understand the defense. You know, they're managing things well. Yeah, so, you know, they're pushing always to get better, but I think they're doing a good job.
And how would you assess Jack Sawyer's play?
I think Jack is doing everything we ask him to do. He's strong at the point of attack. He understands his role in the defense. And, you know, he's one of 11. We can count on him.
Second row left, Nathan Barrett, Cleveland.com.
Why is JT Tuimoloau such a strong run defense weapon from that position? What about him makes him?
You know, it's a strength combined with athleticism. You know, he's strong enough to defeat any block at the point of attack, but he's also athletic enough to maneuver in the trenches, you know, on stunts or twists or different assignments that we give him. And he's football smart. You know, he's really a complete player.
You said last week, I think you used the word unique, describing him. When you see a guy like that, or maybe just talk specifically about him, is it like, for you, is it like, oh, I need to find new ways to use him, or I need to leave him alone to do the things that he does?
Yeah, leave him alone. Let him do what he does. He's excelling at his position. He understands the position. He has great football intelligence. So, you know, he's a weapon. We certainly can do other things with him, but he's performing well what he's doing.
Austin Morg, the podcast.
Jim, do you notice any different energy, productivity? I don't know. What do you feel when Caden Curry is out there?
Yeah, I notice. He's a guy who plays. He plays with his hair on fire. You know, he plays, I guess, above his measurables. When you look at him for being a guy who maybe doesn't have all the height or weight, he's just one of those guys that will fly around, and that makes a difference. I think it's a great change of pace to throw at an offense.
How much, I don't want to be accused of being a spy, but like, what's the amount to use somebody like Caden? If that's a changeup, what's the ideal volume of snaps to give somebody like that?
Well, as many as you can, you know. Again, I go back to that's a rotation up front that Coach Johnson works on, and you really have to go with the flow of the game and how it's going and what we're seeing. So there's no exact number, but you really have to go with what's happening in the game.
Fourth row right, Andy Backstrom, Letterman Row.
It felt like this was the first game you saw Sonny really tested in coverage. What was your assessment of his play there? And then secondly, that third and nine blitz, what went into that bringing him into fourth quarter?
Which blitz?
One in the fourth quarter, I believe, 2017, brought Sonny in third and nine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we, you know, thought Sonny did well in man coverage. I mean, you know, there's matchups on the slot that I think we got beat twice, right? It wasn't just Sonny, but I think Jordan was in there also. Those are tough matchups, but he was right there. Jordan was right there. We just got to continue to coach in terms of how to shoot your hands and where to be with your body position when the ball goes up. But I thought Sonny did fine in man coverage. He's, in terms of the blitz, yeah, he's a weapon. So I'm always looking for new ways to use him, you know, in ways that will surprise the offense. And, you know, we were able to do that on Saturday.
Right behind him, Cameron T. Robinson, The Athletic.
Jim, going into the Maryland game, you mentioned you needed a coordinated rush to get after the quarterback. when you have guys like McCall and Tyree who, I mean, nearly right after the snap are splitting their double team to get after the quarterback, how much does that help when you're trying to coordinate things but you also don't want to blitz so much?
Yeah, it's always a balance. You don't want to hold those guys back. But I think you have to have an awareness of the quarterback you're playing and understand when that pressure comes, where the escape hatch is going to be. But certainly those guys can change the game with immediate rush from the inside. They're both quick off the ball and athletic and strong.
What's been the difference in
You know, Tyleek, again, I go back to just the amount of snaps, being healthy, able to utilize his athletic ability, seeing more plays, understanding offense. He's really a smart guy, so I think the more reps he gets, he's just picking things up and kind of seeing the play before it happens.
Fourth row middle, Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Jim, I keep getting asked why C.J. Hicks isn't playing, so I'm going to ask you, why isn't C.J. Hicks playing more?
You know, C.J., great kid, excellent athletic ability. We're getting a lot of, veteran knowledge and production at the position, the people that are in front of him. You know, and I think it's just that's just the case of him being ready to go, but you know, understanding that there are guys who are really veterans in front of him, and you know, he's learning every day.
Right next door, Tony Gervin, Buckeye Huddle.
Back to Sonny. When we talked in the spring about using that time to experiment what you wanted to do with Sonny, how does that match up what you're doing now with, you know, the things that you saw and wanted to do in the spring?
You know, it's matching up in terms of you're seeing some of those things come out week to week, you know, as we employ them. So there are things that we worked on that you're seeing. He's doing it in the game, but you know, we made a decision with Sonny to focus him on that nickel Sam strike, whatever you want to call it, that combo player, and he's gotten better because of that. You know, I think it's good to experiment with a guy, but he's young. You know, Sonny's young, so we try to keep those experimental concepts to a minimal, to just let him grow at the position.
And in terms of what you might be doing with him, not to give anything away, but like, what percentage are you with him in terms of, it's not 100% of what you want to be doing with him yet, but where are you right now, do you think, for this year?
For this season? Probably 80%. You know, I think there's still a solid percentage of things that we'll be doing with him.
Second row right, Bill Landis, the podcast.
Jim, on Josh's pick six, you showed a pretty aggressive look pre-snap that dropped out in the zone coverage, and you've talked about wanting to be unpredictable as opposed to maybe like always aggressive or at least erring on the side of aggression. Is that play maybe the best example of that? And just how is that methodology, you think, going for you so far this year?
Yeah, it's a great example. It's a great example. That's exactly what we aim to do more this year, that, you know, is that disguise and create that indecision by the quarterback and be able to jump different routes in different ways. And that one was perfectly executed and not so badly designed, I guess, either.
As you go about business that way, I guess, and like Maryland clearly reacted as if they thought you were going to come after them there, how much do you think your reputation for doing that in years previous is still helping you, even if you're not being as aggressive now?
You mean like they don't watch the film? They just say, oh, Jim Knowles, he likes to blitz all the time. They don't actually watch the film? I don't know the answer to that, but yeah, I'll take it. It's good. That's good. Yeah, we, you know, blitzed a lot in the past, not quite so much anymore, but it's always there. You never know when we're going to do it.
Fifth row right, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
I guess in that same vein, Jim, how much do you have to trust your linebackers to be able to show, like, simulate pressure without actually breathing? Is there a certain level of trust that you have to have in a linebacker before you unleash that part of
the Absolutely. Game? Absolutely. Showing and dropping out is not as easy as it looks because you're up there, you can get caught in things, and if you're not 100% sure of your zone point or where you're headed based on the formation, you can get in trouble by being up too close. So we have veteran guys who understand it.
I know that you really respected Tommy's knowledge last year, but was there a certain level of having to see it from him for a year before you put him at the line and trust him to get back into those formations before you know set?
Not having to see it, really just for him continuing to understand the big picture of the defense. So, you know, he's always been really smart and figures things out. So I think it's just pouring more on him, you know, and he continues to accept that challenge and really be the quarterback of the defense. He made some nice checks for us on Saturday.
Third row middle, Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Jim, both Tyleek and JT played around 70 snaps on Saturday. Is there any of the year as you try to keep them fresh for a stretch run?
No. I mean, we have to win every game that we play. So, you know, we need to make sure that our best players are in there when they need to be.
Right in front of
Stephen
Means, Cleveland.com.
Just for clarification, CJ is ready to play if you actually needed him this year.
Okay. Yes.
It's more just about what Tommy is dealing
with. Yes. And Cody. Don't forget about Cody. Yes. Cody's a really good player, very productive, and also a veteran. But yeah.
With Cody, it seems like he's doing a lot, but just not in as many snaps as what Steele and what Tommy are getting. Has he earned more opportunities to maybe be out there?
Yeah, Cody's earned more. Yeah. I got to keep pushing his reps up.
And you got to ask about Kenyatta. Is Kenyatta, we heard a lot about him in the offseason, just kind of made a big deal about maybe he could be pushing for snaps, and we haven't necessarily seen him as much. Is that more about what Jack and JT are doing or something maybe we're not necessarily?
Yeah, again, yep. Kenyatta's ready to go. He could play as much as we need him.
Second row right, Doug Lamorese, the podcast. Nope. Cleveland.com. Nope.
Jim, I think that one of the final count was 7 blitzes on 47 dropbacks on Saturday. I mean, I think we're all just very intrigued by this evolution of a veteran coach. Like, how did that feel in that game to you, right? I mean, we've been talking and asking about it a million times, but as you called that game, did it feel right? Are there still times you're catching yourself? Like, what was it like?
No, it felt right, you know. Like I've said all along, these are things that you go through in the dark, you know, in my office late at night, you know, in the off season, and you look at it and you look at it, and so that change really, you know, it's been happening in me since the last game, you know, and you're seeing it. So yeah, it feels right.
And that blitz that we're talking about was Sonny and Latham together on that play. Is that one that you have in your pocket for that game and you're just waiting for the right moment to unleash that? Or what's that decision-making process right when maybe you have a look you think it's going to work?
Yep, it's the look, have it in your pocket, practice it, and then see the formation. You know, see that it's lined up that the way we want it. You know, I think we checked to it. Yeah, so, you know, based off the look.
Third row left, Jeff Gilbert, Pressboro.
Coach, in terms of, like, game planning, flow of the game, you talk about how you flow of the game, like with Coach Johnson and some of the stuff I was just asking about too, but are you feeling that better? How much, what's the difference of how you feel going through a game this season versus last season, or even game one of this season to now? Are you just more comfortable knowing what to do with this defense?
You know, the honesty, I think I said it before, I never feel comfortable. I never feel comfortable. So it's just a case of what's working. What do we need to get better at? What's the next play? What's going to happen two or three plays ahead? What are they doing? So it's a constant evaluation, a constant adjustment. But it's never feeling comfortable, or, you know, my job is not letting anybody else feel comfortable. You know, we have to keep pushing.
Over here to the right, play hall, WSYX.
What's your take on their quarterback, Hudson Card?
Strong arm. You know, really impressed with his arm. I mean, makes all the throws. Athletic enough to scramble and hurt you. You know, I don't know if we'll ever face one like we had last week, but he certainly is not just has to be a pocket guy. He moves well. So yeah, I'm impressed. Gets rid of the ball, makes all the throws.
We'll wrap things up. Front row, Tim May. On three, Letterman Row.
Thank you, Jerry. Jim, as you watched last week's game, I would think the idea was to go in and make Talia uncomfortable in one form or fashion. Like you said, you know, cut off the escape hatches, make him find another one. As you evaluated the video, I mean, my opinion was y'all did that for the most part. As you evaluated the video, was that a success? How would you describe how y'all got that done? Especially, you know, like the chase to the edge when Talia chased him and he throws it to Lathan, but just what's your take on that?
We won, you know, we contained what had been an explosive offense. So I would say good, you know, the concepts worked, like you said. I mean, you always throw that in for the most part. You know, I can go back and look at plays, you know, where they didn't work, you know. So when you look at things from my perspective, there's always something to fix and get better at. But, you know, we executed the game plan well enough to win and contain an explosive offense. But we still got more work to do.
Yes, as former coach John Cooper said, the other team practices too. You know, but I wanted to follow with this. I mean, so like they come out in the second half and have that drive straight down the field. I mean, you know, we didn't get to talk to you Saturday, but y'all immediately got into an adjustment or whatever you want to call it. I mean, obviously they found some things. From that moment on in the game, how pleased were you with y'all's adjustments, and what more of a sign is that this is a maturing defense? If you follow, not just the players maybe, but even your staff.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We adjusted well. We recognized what they were doing. We fixed our issues. You know, we were able to move to some different concepts, you know, that we had in our pocket. All the, you know, those things that you a lot of times save until the second half, we were able to pull them out and execute them. So, you're happy with the maturity of our guys, you know, to be in a tight ball game, and that's when you're able to just do some things that you had practiced and pull them out.
Yeah, like another level, right? Mm-hmm. And last thing, you know, you got asked about a Hudson Card, but this, when you watch Purdue, it seems like their offense has been sort of up and down, inconsistent, et cetera. How would you describe it, and what is it when they're going well that they do well, in your opinion?
Third downs. I think they're 33rd in the country, maybe. I mean, they got a pretty high third down conversion rate. So I think that's something that they do very well. They take a lot of shots down the field. you know, I think they, when you talk about inconsistency, they've had some turnovers, you know, I think which have hurt them. But they have the concepts in their offense, you know, that's well run, that if you let them get going, you know, you could end up behind the sticks.
Thank you. Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks.
Thank you.